Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Furman Paladins talking to your head football coach, Clay Hendricks, as we do every single Thursday here at this time. Coach, welcome into the show. Don't want to dwell too much on what happened last weekend as you were on the road against Western Carolina. But, you know, I'm sure I don't have to tell you this. You take lessons out of tough games all the time. What lesson do you take out of the tough day in Cullowhee?
Well, I don't know. I think you always learn lessons. You probably won't learn a few more when things don't go your way as well. And at the end of the day, you know, game of football, you turn the ball over, it's hard to beat anybody, not to mention five times and you didn't get any. So I think it's kind of an odd game the way it went with the turnovers, and you know, had lots of opportunities, you know, offensively to you know, I think we threw two picks in the end zone. Had two possessions inside the five. We got no points. We obviously threw a pick six. I don't know. We tried. It was almost every way imaginable you could hurt yourself against a really good team. And obviously, you combine that. I thought, you know, defensively, it was kind of a tale of two halves. I thought we played really well on defense in the first half, except when the offense put them in some bad spots, and then played really poorly in the second half. So, you learn that you got to go strap it on and play hard every week. You got to execute at a high level, you know, and I think those are, you know, that's stuff you got to be able to do every week. And, you know, you learn some more lessons, you learn from it. It is one game and you move on, and we get a chance to go play again this week.
Coach, how do you evaluate, learn from each of those turnovers? You talked about the five turnover day for you guys on the road last Saturday. Do you view each turnover as one story of its own?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's probably something to be said about that. You know, when I look at it, obviously Trey had a rough day. You know, Trey had been, I thought Trey played really, really well all season. Had been, you know, golly, what, through five games, 72% of his passes. I think maybe he had thrown maybe two picks. But you know, he made some really bad decisions. He had a day where he wasn't as accurate. He missed some throws he should have made. And, you know, it's the game of football, and you're going to go a little bit as your quarterback goes. So, you know, it kind of comes with the territory. Give them credit, because I thought all three picks that we threw, their guys made really good plays on. You know, I've kind of been lamenting this week, you know, we're that team that when you get a chance to make plays, you got to make plays. And you know, I thought the first ball, second possession of the game, you know, should have been a touchdown for us. And next thing you know, it gets picked. Guy takes it away from my receiver in the end zone. And, you know, credit them. But, you know, you just learn. You got to make better decisions. I think you can do those things if you continue to practice well. We've had a good week of practice. I think we've practiced pretty well all year, but it's just playing with physicality playing really hard and then you know, play like you've been coached to play. And those are just things we got to continue to get pushed across as coaches. That's our responsibility, and I think our guys will respond.
Coach, the good news is, even though it was a tough day, it only counts as one loss. So, you know, as they always say, you try not to let it beat you twice. As you turn the page and you start looking up I-85 to Wofford and those Terriers, what does Wofford do that you think can kind of give your Furman team some fits? Obviously, they figured some things out and put up 31 points on the board against Norfolk State last week.
Yeah, I mean, you watch them, it's kind of interesting. You know, our seasons, when you look at it, we've won a bunch of close games and they've lost a bunch of close games, you know, and I think in those games, it's probably two plays, you know, really make the difference, you know, and so I think very little difference there. I think, you know, when you watch them, if you watch everything, you know, which I do, I think they've played really, really good defense all year long. I think they got a good scheme. It's a little different from stuff we've seen, maybe how they play, do some different things coverage-wise. But, you know, they play really hard. You can tell they're well coached. And again, at the end of – you know, the name of our game, you know, when you play defense is keeping people from scoring. And, you know, probably one of the best statistics is scoring defense. They've done a really good job there. I think offensively, you know, they've played three quarterbacks in six games. I don't know that somebody, I think, told me they had six quarterbacks on their roster and all six of them were new guys.
Wow.
Either high school guys or transfer guys. You know, played a guy a week ago who's a big, big kid, you know, 6'5", 220 guy that played well for him. I'd be shocked if we don't, and that's the first time really he's played. I'd be shocked if we don't see him on Saturday. I just think the element he brought to the game was the ability to complete passes, you know, and make throws. And, you know, by doing that, they ran the ball better, which I think, you know, the pass game has a lot to do with that. So, you know, I think they want to be a balanced football team, more run it. You know, their kid is not, certainly not a mobile guy like we have seen out of a lot of guys. But he's a big guy that can obviously can manage their offense and make throws and complete them. And, you know, they want to throw the ball down the field. They're going to take their shots, and got some really talented receivers. And so we certainly got our hands full.
We're talking to Clay Hendricks, the head football coach of the Furman Paladins. Coach, I know Wofford's down compared to what they have been in the past, but, man, as long as you've been at Furman, you look back. I know right now you're focused on Saturday, but when you do reminisce and look back on all the Wofford-Furman battles you've had, what stands out to you?
Wow. You know, and I've been at Furman a long time. You know, I get asked about the rivalries.
That's right.
Golly, I've had about seven different ones since I've been in the league, you know, and it'd be interesting if you ask our kids, you know, certainly I was here when they came into the league. You know, Coach Ayers and the job, Coach Ayers, who I think the world of, the job he did, and we had some great games with them. I think probably in our conference, I think they're easily, in my opinion, the school that's most like us. Just as an institution, you know, a little bit of the student body makeup, you know, your team, how you play, all those factors. And then certainly they've had their share of success. And, you know, again, I think you play them, they're going to be a disciplined group that's going to play really hard, and you're going to have to go beat them. Again, we've had some – I remember going – you know, people, things you think about. I'm kind of one of those, sometimes it's amazing something that pops in my head. I remember going over there one day on a Saturday. They had a really good team. I actually think maybe they were a little better than we were. And Spartan High, I think, played a game in the stadium the night before. That might have been the worst field I've ever played on. But I actually think it helped us. You know, they were running a bunch of the – you know, the old wing tee, you know, stuff that they did. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of change of direction, misdirection. I think the field probably hurt them. And actually, I think Billy Napier was the guy playing quarterback that we kind of drove the length of the field there and at the end of the game to win. But I, like I said, we've certainly had some great games with them. You know, my first year here, first game, you know, really we played. It was a conference game as a head coach here. And then we played them again in the playoffs. So, yeah. Proximity certainly plays a part, and I don't know. I kind of feel like sometimes we're the we kind of got the bullseye on our back. I think we're kind of everybody's rival. So yep. We kind of get everybody's best shot. We try to give everybody else.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNCs apply. In app only.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgambling.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's our best shot too, but you know, it'll be nice to have a short ride on Saturday for a road game and have a noon kickoff. So I love noon kickoff.
Coach, a follow-up to that. You mentioned Wofford, the old wing bone offense that Coach Ayers used to run. What are your thoughts on where they used to be from an offensive identity standpoint compared to where they are now? Just a stat out there for you. They won 7 SoCon championships running the wing bone. On the new spread offense, Wofford is 7-32. So is there just an adjustment period to go into the spread, or do you feel like the wing bone and what they used to do suited a team like Wofford better?
Well, I certainly have thoughts on things like that. I'm not sure I always want to share them. I spent 10 years at the Air Force Academy. I played for a wishbone guy in high school, you know, and even all my years as an assistant at Furman and even playing, you know, we had an element of the option game in what we did. And then even when I came back in 17, we had not been very good here for a few years, and we mixed quite a bit of that, and I really enjoyed that aspect of it. You know, in those days, there were a lot of teams that did something similar in the league. Now there's almost nobody that does it, you know, and the Citadels, you watch them, they're running a little bit of option guns, you know, out of the gun, but it is different. So I do think schemes matter. I do think schemes sometimes fit at places. There's a reason why the academies run what they run. A little bit, they have to, you know, there's a lot of, kind of leveling the playing field. You know, the game's changed a lot since then too. The low blocking was taking out, and I never have understood that. You know, we don't take out low tackling, but we took out low blocking.
Yeah.
And I see a lot of brutal low tackles, you know, and I don't want them to take out low tackles, but I think a lot of things maybe have changed. And you know, high schools have changed. You know, I can remember when you never saw anybody in the shotgun, you know, and then you try to evaluate an offensive lineman who never gets down in a 3-point stance. And so certainly the game has changed. And there's something to be said. There's positives and there's negatives and recruiting and you name it. But they certainly did a terrific job for a long time.
Now, Coach, I know on game days with the two schools being just, 35, 40 miles apart, you don't really spend a lot of time in Spartanburg. You just get on the bus, head back to Greenville. But in an effort to maybe cool some of the hostilities between Furman and Wofford, what is your personal favorite restaurant in Spartanburg?
Well, I have to be honest with you. I never had Spartanburg in recruiting. You know, sometimes in recruiting is when you figure that stuff out. I was never assigned to Spartanburg, so I never really had that. You know, I certainly went over there and saw games and high school kids and this and that, but literally we are in and out there usually, and we're in the back door. we come in the back way and head out that way. But I like the Beacon. It's hard to say. I have been there a number of times. It reminds me of some places I knew about kind of growing up, but I can't say I've eaten a lot of places over there. I probably need to get over and venture out a little bit and spend a little more time over there.
Coach, you say a lot, and other coaches say a lot as well. We want to make it about us and not the opposition. Obviously, a big one on Saturday against Wofford. But right now, with this Thursday practice concluding, what's the biggest thing that we as a team at Furman, when you're talking to your team, you included on that we, that you feel like the team has to get better on at this point in the season?
Well, I think there's times where we show up not a very good fundamental football team, and that's a direct reflection on me, you know. And so but at times we do, you know. So I think that's something that's got to be a focus. And, you know, I mean, really, it's interesting even playing them and playing the proximity game that it is, and, you know, the rivalry part of it. I just, you know, the focus for us has just been kind of, you know, kind of the faceless opponent. And it doesn't matter who it is. Yeah, we got to pay attention to the X and O's and what they do offensively and defensively. And, you know, who are their key guys? And you need to know where certain guys are. But really, it truly is more about us. And can we just, you know, we got to get back doing things that we've done at Furman for a long time. And that's playing incredibly hard. You know, being out physicaling our opponent. And then just, you know, let's play the way our coaches have coached us to play. You know, I told them, the old saying, you know, you, as a coach, you're either coaching it or you're tolerating it. Mm-hmm. And I don't think we've been coaching it, and we sure are not going to tolerate it. So there's just some things we got to do better. And again, it doesn't matter if it's them or anybody else this week. You know, it's about us doing the things that we have to do to be successful and win games.
Coach, prior to last week, Trey Hedden was off to a really good start to a season. And, you know, we talked about it earlier. Tough game for him last week. How does Trey get his head screwed back on right? How have you kind of imparted that knowledge onto him, being just a sophomore, that, you know, you got to be a goldfish, you can't think about it too much, and how good of a job has he done kind of turning that corner?
I think he's been great. You know, Trey's a true sophomore, really played really, really well, and then Saturday, you know, you just missed some throws you almost come to expect him to make, and I think he will. And, you know, he didn't become a bad quarterback. We didn't become a bad team. You know, but and I just say he works at it extremely hard, has a great understanding of what we're trying to do. You know, and for him, it's, you know, let's manage the game. Let's go where we're supposed to go with the ball. You know, let's don't do things that hurt Furman. And we got to take care of the football, you know, and really that was kind of the, as young as we were a year ago, we're still a little bit of a young football team. Just the big nemesis the whole year was just turning the football over. And obviously that we'd done a pretty good job of that this year. And, you know, I'm thinking it's a one-time deal. I mean, again, give them credit. They made a bunch of good plays, and we didn't make enough. You know, we've been down a receiver. We lost to Keith Hamilton on the fourth play of the game. And, you know, to think that didn't kind of affect you, a little bit of your plan. Yeah, it had a little bit of effect, but we got enough guys here that can step up and play. And Trey's been a really good leader for us as a young guy. You know, you can see that just a little bit how even – you can watch the older offensive line guys and how they respond to him. So got a lot of respect, a lot of confidence in him, and, you know, expect him to go play well Saturday.
Coach, as always, we appreciate your time. Best of luck Saturday. We'll talk to you next week.
That'd be great. Great being with you. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Coach.
Clay Hendricks, head football coach of the Furman Paladins. I love what he said there about Wofford. And I didn't mean to put him in a bad spot, Diesel, but he said when I asked him the question, you know, I have a lot of thoughts on them going away from the wing bone and only having won 7 games since. That doesn't mean I can share them all, but I think he and others realized it to his point. Scheme matters. And man, Wofford has been a shell of themselves after they left the wing bone.
Yeah, it's interesting how programs can transition away from non-traditional or older styles of offense. I mean, Georgia Southern took them a long time to square away, moving away from the triple option offense. And
it's crazy.
It took them a while. For a while, seeing them throw a forward pass more than about 5 yards was a crazy sight. But, you know, sometimes modernizing is not always the best way to do things.
Last call for upset picks and a little baseball update. Score update next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.